At this time, I'd ask President Colleen to make a presentation to the board entitled Empowering Extraordinary.
And I'd like to add my personal congratulations to you as our distinguished chair and all of the board members, and thank them on behalf of the whole institution for the guidance, leadership, oversight, and challenge that you that you provide to us. As I heard it, to be the best in the country in what we do. So I'm going to give a short presentation. When we met last November, I kicked off a series of four presentations. We'll run through your May meeting, and to give you a quick refresher, the series is examining momentum, remarkable momentum that the University of Illinois system is building, and reaching the heights that are now within our reach. And as you recall, the sky is the limit here. And as our chair has challenged us to be, other people external to our institution also believe that we can be the potential to emerge as a preeminent national model for the public university in the 21st century. This is a bold forecast, not from us, but from the National Center for Higher Education Management Systems. It's a private non-for-profit center that was created to elevate higher education's already powerful impact on the public good by making sure that it makes the best, most strategic choices to guide its future. So this is a national body. It is the national body that looks at higher education management systems. And after taking a close look at what we're doing here, it said that the University of Illinois system is poised to reach the ultimate goal of our strategic framework, your strategic framework, and in the center's words, emerge as a preeminent national model for the public university system for the 21st century. I just want to convert that A to the, because I think we have an opportunity here to really pioneer the way. And that will turn heads, even in some of the smaller well-branded universities around the country. And we're well on our way. Together, our system of three remarkable universities is empowering extraordinary. That's the term we like to use now. Through world-class programs that are lifting not just the lives of our students, but the fortunes of our state and the fortunes of our nation and our world. In my last presentation, we covered the long list of achievements that have stoked our momentum from the 7-year run of record enrollment growth and solid financial footing to new programs, initiatives, facilities, and abilities. And today I want to dive a little deeper into what is ahead for our research and innovation platforms, which are also incredibly important. Just how powerful is research discovery? Albert Einstein, Nobel laureate who revolutionized science, said very simply, imagination is everything. It is the preview of life's coming attractions. We live, breathe on imagination, and of course that's rooted in our amazing faculty. For generations, the U of I system has been helping write those previews, although a rich history of pioneering discovery has helped lead our nation from the agrarian society to the founding of the digital age. And the list is long, and I'm going to cover some of them. Many of our breakthroughs are as well known as the campuses, towering University Hall, and the alma mater in Urbana, and of course Springfield's colonnades and other iconic bricks and mortar landscapes that personify who we are and what we do. Our faculty are astonishing. Our faculty are amazing. What they have done individually, collectively, and at board meetings like this, you get little vignettes and insight, but when you add it all up over the years, it is astonishing what our faculty has delivered to the world. The geniuses behind transistors and the LED. Chicago is now replacing all its fluorescent lights with LED lighting. So we're literally changing the look, feel of Chicago. If you go to LA, it's already illuminated at night by LED lighting. Air conditioning, indoor air conditioning was invented here. Now think about how that has changed the world. If you have ever go down to the south, I think there are more people there because of air conditioning. Sound on film, which was really the breakthrough that led to our movie industry. The MRI and plasma screens, now that you see everywhere, ubiquitously in every airport, etc. We invented life-saving drug that turned the tide in HIV therapy. Remember a few years ago, it was difficult to survive a diagnosis of HIV. The life-saving drug developed here at UIC allowed for drug-resistant HIV to be managed and people leading productive lives. And I'm so proud that that drug is available in sub-Saharan Africa at minimal cost in a deep partnership with the United Nations. Highly effective treatments for bladder cancer and a preventative therapy for bladder tumors. Pioneering night vision technology and a sweet corn hybrid that revolutionized the food industry came out of the U of I. We didn't create the internet, but we put it within everybody's reach. We made the internet a thing that could be utilized and led to the first educational platforms, the first chat room, the first graphical browser, and so on and so forth, that really has revolutionized the world in the last 20, 30 years. We founded services and companies that are ingrained in our day-to-day lives, YouTube, PayPal, Pampered Chef, to name a few, and they're helping launch the new products and new businesses of tomorrow through companies like Falcon X, which is an incubator founded by a UIS alumnus that supports the dreams of inventors and entrepreneurs, not just in the US, but in India as well, where we'll be visiting later this month. But there are many, many more examples of life-saving discoveries by our faculty and staff. You may not have known, for example, that our ag faculty in Urbana were instrumental in making soybean the industry that it is today, a bin-busting cash crop, particularly here in Illinois. If you look at the flows of foodstuffs, the soybean industry is predominant in Illinois. It wouldn't have existed without our work. About the time Urbana launched the state's very first soybean research at the turn of the 20th century, Illinois, the whole of the state, just had 2,000 acres of its fertile farmland planted in soybeans. Before our research, soybeans were thought to be a southern crop. They were used only as livestock feed, and even then were a distant third to oats and hay. Our work proved that it was fit for Illinois soil and a top choice for feed, and it developed new non-agricultural uses for soy, building on early discovery that made soy oil an additive for paint. Now Illinois is the nation's number one soybean producing state with more than 10 million acres harvested annually that produce a crop valued at more than $6 billion. That supports the prosperity in this state. Or you might not know that public broadcasting got its start in Urbana-Champaign in the late 1940s. NPR and PBS grew out of a passion of one of our faculty members who saw the educational value of media but feared it would be lost as televised entertainment and commercial radio became more widespread and popular. And with the support of the Rockefeller Foundation, he banded together about two dozen educational broadcasters who began sharing programs regionally and producing jointly developed projects. Today, PBS exists, and it has more than 350 stations worldwide, and NPR has more than 1,000 worldwide. And together, they're behind critically acclaimed programming from Sesame Street, Downton Abbey, to the Morning Edition, and All Things Considered. And it all started with us and faculty. And so did Intensified Algebra, a unique curriculum developed through a partnership of UIC, University of Texas, and one of the nation's leading educational technology companies. The curriculum targets our country's most at-risk students, those who went to high school significantly behind in mathematics, while facing rigorous requirements in math that are increasingly part of the state's graduation policies. We're attacking that issue. This program benefits tens of thousands of students every year in districts across the country, thanks to the work of UIC, its partners, and financial support from NSF, the Chicago Community Trust, the Carnegie Corporation, and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. And incidentally, the funding that flows into the state of Illinois is approximately $1 billion a year in all of these activities. And as you watch the latest and last Star Wars film topping box office sales worldwide, it's a good time to remember that UIC created the legendary movie series visualizations. The animated Death Star in the 1976 series premiere was created by faculty and staff at UIC's EVL, Electronic Visualization Lab. Just 40-second computer animation, but this is before there was computer animation. And it served as the premise for a 2016 prequel in which a team of rebels steals the very Death Star blueprints created here at UIC at EVL. serving as an inspiration for EVL faculty, staff, and students who've been pioneering next-generation animation ever since. So the U of I system has an enviable legacy, but we never stand still. Also in line with Einstein's quote about riding a bicycle, and he looked like he was going to topple off his bicycle, if you remember those pictures. To keep your balance, you've got to keep moving. So we have to keep moving. And that's why I'm personally so excited about our faculty recruitment retention strategic initiative that is a once-in-a-generation opportunity that, with your help and support, we have the opportunity now to move forward, to make research to continue to be the engine of progress, solving the world's biggest challenges and fostering the innovation that creates new products, businesses, and jobs. So let me go to some recent breakthroughs. Landmark research, currently being led by Urbana Professor Stephen Long, has engineered a shortcut around a glitch in photosynthesis that can make crops 40% more productive. Now that's every crop. Think about the impact of that for the next green revolution that's going to be needed as we get to 12 billion human beings. This research, with supporters including the Gates Foundation, holds promise to help one of our most fundamental challenges, how to feed the world, that is going to need 70% more food by the year 2050 than is currently produced. Also in Urbana, Evan DeLuca, Professor DeLucia, is leading breakthrough research that could help fight climate change in a very deeply significant way. And it sounds interesting. By sprinkling crushed rock on farmland, think about that for a minute, crushed rock on farmland, who would come up with such an idea? We can dial up a natural process which is naturally weathering, taking carbon dioxide from the atmosphere and creating carbonate rocks. That can help fight climate change at scale. Adding more surface area of rock to farmlands would pull more carbon from the air for the weathering process and could potentially remove, listen to this, billions of tons of carbon from the atmosphere in the next decades. Billions of tons of carbon. We are going to need a breakthrough of this magnitude. And where will it come from? Places like the University of Illinois system. In addition, Urbana's Blue Water supercomputer is in the process of creating the first of the kind highest of high resolution topographical maps of the entire world. You might think that exists. No, it does not exist. It requires a supercomputer, a tamed supercomputer, to create this kind of imagery. And this is through an $11 million grant received from the National Geospace Intelligence Agency. So this project builds on earlier Blue Water's mapping of the Arctic and Antarctic that are helping scientists and industrialists track changes in the landscape and the environment and even find new species. Our research has also produced Shingrix, which I've used, a breakthrough shingles vaccine developed at the Rockford Medical Campus of UIC that earned FDA approval in 2017 is providing Chancellor Amoritas with a good royalty check once in a while. It has proved remarkably successful in clinical trials. About, listen to this, 98% effective in preventing shingles in the first year and 85% effective over 3 years. Sales are expected to top $1 billion in 2019 out of our labs. UIC was also the birthplace of the Immersive Touch virtual reality surgical platform, which allows doctors to practice multiple times on an exact 3D model of the patient's anatomy. This system is a game changer, allowing doctors to test and refine surgical techniques, learn the nuances of a patient's unique anatomy, and find out ahead of time what unanticipated difficulties might arise during the procedure. It adds to a long history of leadership in robotic surgery at UIC, of which we are extremely proud, where our surgeons were the first in the world to perform dozens of robotic surgical procedures. And we're poised to do much more. Urbana's Center for Advanced Bioenergy and Bioproducts Innovation is leading the way in research to further reduce our nation's dependence on fossil fuels. It is identifying grasses and other oil-producing plants that can be used as fuel in other bioproducts, as well as creating important new cash crops for Illinois farmers. The center's groundbreaking work is supported by a, listen to this, $115 million grant from the Department of Energy. That's a big grant from the Department of Energy for biofuels, one of the largest in the campus's long history. We're on the verge, and I don't have a slide for this, to create the first full state genotype system for all the flora and fauna in our state of Illinois. We want to be the first to do such a thing, and one can just imagine the kind of biomedical products that could flow out of that. Urbana's new Carl Illinois College of Medicine is groundbreaking from the start, a medical school founded first in the world at the intersection of medicine, engineering, and promises. And it will produce a new breed of doctors whose unique skills in both sciences will help them imagine new treatments, just as Einstein said, imagination is everything, new devices to overcome disease and help us live longer, healthier lives. It helps to have a supercomputer down the corridor, down the road, and it helps to have engineering and mechanical and materials and devices and implants and all of the clinical expertise that UIC brings to the table as well. And there's the unbridled potential of Urbana's research into quantum physics, a new, brand new horizon, and its central role in the Chicago Quantum Exchange that we're very proud to be part of. This work holds the promise to define next generation capacities in discovery and innovation, powerful new computing systems, pioneering new pharmaceuticals, unbreakable encryption for cybersecurity, and other next generation breakthroughs. We intend to be at the leading edge of this technology. And then at UIC, we're ratcheting up discoveries in new therapeutics through Westloop Innovations, launched last spring in a partnership with Deerfield Management, a leading healthcare firm. The new company, Westloop Innovations, will capitalize on the vast potential of UIC's drug research, with Deerfield providing up to $65 million in research funding and commercialization expertise to accelerate drug discoveries at UIC and turn them into new products and new businesses. New revenue generated here will be shared by Deerfield and UIC in a modern, pioneering public partnership where it will support future health and wellness research and other campus initiatives. UIC is also leading the fight against other debilitating diseases like Alzheimer's, the memory-robbing brain disorder that affects 5.5 million Americans, and is the third leading cause of death amongst older people. A team of researchers led by Dr. Orly Lazaroff is the first to find evidence that new neurons in the brain continue to form in significant numbers well into old age. And this discovery, recent discovery, lays the groundwork for new Alzheimer's treatments if drugs can be developed targeting those very molecules in people experiencing cognitive decline. UIC's Midwest Roy Bull Center for Health Promotion and Translation is also leading the way to behavioral change to combat Alzheimer's and generally improve the quality of life for all older adults. And you've already heard about Dr. Susan Hughes, the international expert on aging, who leads that center. And at UIS, faculty are working to build on the university's national leadership in online education. Go to the next slide, please, Michael. For example, there's the collaboration between philosophy professor Peter Boltuk and former UIS computer sciences professor Keith Miller on the ethics of computing. We want to be first in looking at the ethics of AI and computing at scale, because that's really going to be something that's going to be very important in decades to come. So we're working hard on breakthrough technologies across a range of things. We're determined to take Einstein's advice to ride that bike. We're in the downhill stages too, so we got to ride it even faster, I think. It's not a kind of a wobbly low speed. And of course, I can't end without talking briefly about the Discovery Partners Institute, because this is indeed a brave new world of innovation at scale to have impact on the public good. This is turning heads, I can say from firsthand experience. States like Arizona, Michigan, California, Missouri, they're all paying attention to what's going on and what's cooking at Illinois. The Discovery Partners Institute and the Illinois Innovation Network. Thanks for the leadership from the board to make these things come into existence. They will pool the talent from our universities from partner universities literally across the world and connect them with businesses and go to work solving real problems. challenges, real world problems. It will have a special focus on areas where Chicago and Illinois should and can be national and global leaders, sectors like food, agriculture, finance, logistics, water, the environment, crime, urban development, and it will incorporate students, our students, through internships, research projects, and other learning experiences. And expanding across the state, the Illinois Innovation Network that we're leading, involving every public university in the state, will spread entrepreneurship throughout the state, building programs to address key workforce issues and shortages, making sure that we don't leave droves of people behind from 21st century jobs, by conducting collaborative research, opening doors of opportunity in public higher education, attacking key state issues like ag, food, aging, water, the environment, and healthcare from diverse populations. These pioneering new models is the latest proof, if you want some, that the U of I system will always keep stretching higher. And we do this all in the context of our strategic framework that you approved several years ago now. And I want to remind you of the title of that. We are the public's university, of the public, for the public. And when we originally wrote that, we thought Abraham Lincoln had said it. We figured out, well, he never actually said it, but he might have said it, should have said it, could have said it. So we call ourselves the public's university, optimizing impact for the public good. So DPIIIN is just the next evolution of our work in transformative discovery and innovation, of which we're extremely proud. And now, as we imagine every year under Bob Wilson's leadership, more hundreds of faculty joining our ranks and nurturing and allowing, opening doors of opportunity for our existing faculty, and through these partnerships that are burgeoning, not just in the state, but literally around the world. Thank you for your challenge, Mr. Chair, of being the best university system in the country. We're well on the way.
Thank you, President. Any questions for President Killeen on his presentation? Trustee Smart.
Well, I don't have a question, and he probably knows that this is what I'm going to say. So, first of all, every time I see this, I get chills. I'm so proud of what this university does, and it has continued. And I think we're doing a better job of getting our story out there. But I challenge us to step it up even more, right? Because I'm sure that everyone in this room probably learned something today they didn't know, and if we don't know all this, how does the world know it? So I continue to push us on getting this out there.
So if I can respond, my first day on the job.
It's what I said.
Trustee Smart. I'm still
5 years later.
But we are doing better, progress. But we can do even more.
Absolutely. Agreed.
Other comments? No? Okay. Thanks again, Tim.
Thank you.